Hey, yo, it's the Fat Boy Weekly News Podcast, and we're back at it with a video podcast and with Marcus, and there's going to be a few guests.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, hello, everyone. So, shit. Starting off. Hey, I got a good question. When you're going to start your plans in life?
What plan?
Like, you know, you're already 16 and shit, and you, like, kind of have a job. So, like, is there any plans in your life that you're going to do?
I really just want to do my music and my podcast, and I want to just make art and be an artist with
music weapon. I see. So you want to be those famous people up there. I see.
It doesn't really matter about the fame. It just matters about the, you know, the image I betray on people and how I change the world, you know, basically in a positive manner. For even if it's a small or large or medium or whatever audience.
For me, just motorcycles. I mean, cruising around and just having fun and just doing some, you know, insane stunts. It's just really my thing. Adventure. And I just said, you know what? How can I say this? Me and you don't really like school that much because, A, it's boring as hell. And I mean, shit, you're right. It is. I think both of us are right. B, you just want to live your own. Like, you know, our own style. And C, we can live our AK bread so we can pay off this shit.
So, what have you done recently?
I mean,
hey, yo,
4K. Oh, man, yo, you're living good on Tennessee. Shit,
just a beard, real quick. Let's see if he comes back. Probably nothing.
Yo, hello, Tennessee. Yeah. How is you over there, bro?
I'm doing good over here.
But then I just and shit. I just woke up, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good.
We out here killing.
Bro got that.
shit.
Now that I'm hearing your voice, all I think of, like, is how majestic your songs are, bro.
Oh, God. I mean, shit, I already got SoundCloud already, and dude. Oh, shit, he got a new music, bro.
Do you release songs on SoundCloud?
Yeah, I do, really. Like, there's, like, hold on. I know this is your 4K2. Yeah, this is. And all I see is shit. Yeah. Like around 7 to 6 new songs that you already pop up. Oh,
Go ahead if you want to check them out.
I bet.
But Downcount is mostly like, I don't know, it's just music that I don't want to post on my main account.
Yeah. I still got a whole album on the way, but I still want to get content ID, but, you know, that's the
question. Oh, yeah, actually, I listened to one that said you don't understand. And, bro, it just sounds like NMN just trying to inspire you in some way.
NMN inspired?
Yeah, I mean, shit, if I actually listened to those, I would just say it's like an 8 or like a 10 for me. Is one of them are like fire as shit.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, also you too, Owen. Also you too, because I have seen you on your SoundCloud. And what the fuck does my messenger want me now?
I mean, Eminem is a good artist, but you say like it sounds like Eminem is inspiring you, like
dude, have you seen, like, I don't know if you got auto-tune or not.
Definitely do.
Oh shit, so you used that auto-tune, didn't you? Oh yeah, I don't even actually have auto-tune. I'm the only one person.
Oh, no, I'm not going to sing without auto-tune. Hell no.
Bro, imagine me singing on non-auto-tune. All I hear is my crack ass is just like, with some shit like that, bro.
I mean, so you guys watching the podcast out there, I mean, when I said Eminem was sick, I meant popularity, not like his art and shit. Just meant that he is like always like talked about, so it's not really like anything new. So I was like wondering, like, that's why I'm always like thinking about like that independent small artist, you know, that aren't really out there, you know, because like that's what I like to talk about more, you know, like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also, I would say I appreciate your songs, 4K. I mean, I did actually love it, though. I mean, oh, God. Yeah, also, Owen, I actually found one of your, you know, like your other albums or like your artists or something on SoundCloud and Spotify. So, yeah. I would say your song is kind of like, I would say this, truthfully. Your songs are like 8 out of 10 on God. Just for me, though, it's just in my opinion. But I would say heavy metal is kind of like, you know, fire-ass music and shit like that. So, yeah.
Have you heard the one inverted with the really hard sample?
I haven't yet. I haven't, sorry.
Y'all also go check out Nokia 2K, my friend that I added into his chart. But he makes me sick also.
Yeah, I have seen. Oh, shit. Yeah, I just already woke up and shit. Like, I already had a nightmare.
Same. That's me. I'm sorry.
Like, dude, I was like, what the hell is going on? And I just like, shit. I'm living on that trenches. I'm living on that Vietnam War and some shit, bro.
Sometimes I have a nightmare and it makes me scared of things in real life. It's like, now I got this weird feeling like whenever I see frogs now because of the nightmare I had.
Bro, I got a good question. Why does sleeping paralysis make you a bitch? I'm not gonna lie. Why does sleeping paralysis make you a bitch, bro?
Wait, what do you mean?
Bro, like, when you're, like, trying to sleep and all, and you can't even move, and then there's, like, a shadow, like, right in front of you coming closer to you. Like, you have that feeling like someone is watching, and you can't even move your body. Like, dude, that makes you, like, a bitch, bro.
I had this goofy-ass dream back when I was, like, fucking 9 or something, like, I was so scared by it too, and family about it, and they laughed because I was like, oh my God, you know, like I had a dream. I went into this fucking dark basement, and then I saw like popping colors and shit. And then all I see is Homer Simpson from the fucking Simpsons fucking funny at me and shit. And then I woke up scared that I was like, in real life or some shit.
Bro, when I was like trying to sleep, right, like about in my middle school or elementary, bro, this is like my 7th or 8th time I actually had a sleeping demon, like, bro, like a sleeping paralysis coming at me. So I was trying to sleep, right, boom, this big ass motherfucking shadow just came close and like trying to look at my face and shit. I couldn't even move, dog. Already woke up and you're actually looking at me like, the fuck you want?
One of the most disturbing dreams I ever had was I went to this car one time. I got stuck in the dream. I got stuck in this car. There was these other like things coming at me.
A lucid dream.
Forget, but I was stuck in the car or some shit, and then so there was this machine, and it crushes the car, and I can feel like myself getting like, you know, fucking, you know, like scared, you know, or some shit. Well, not scared, but I guess I felt blind, but like kind of paranoid about what's gonna happen next in the dream. Because I was cross. How you fucking say claustrophobic or something?
Damn, bro. That's tough.
Okay. I felt my head start to fall. I just fucking shit. And then I wake up. I'm like fucking sweating.
Bro, I just remember my nightmare was just being like feeling watched. So in this nightmare, it was like being like getting watched by every single eyes. And I'm just over here kind of disturbed. And I see this motherfucking shadow in my dream, the one that actually haunted me from elementary. And I'm all like, oh, fuck no. And then I just, like, had a panic attack and just went down the same way as I went to my sleep. And, dog, it just came closer to my fucking face. And to the point I just woke up. So, yeah.
I'm talking about that shit, too. You know.
Bro, that shit made me a post-traumatic syndrome disorder. The fuck?
Yeah.
Hey, bro. You should do that to me.
Bro, talking about nightmares. You ever have some shit happen to you in real life where you, like, try some shit? And then
some are like scary. Like one prediction that you'd be like decapitated or like blown up or something. It's like a prediction inside your dream.
Premonition.
Yeah.
Back when I was 14, I heard that you can have a trip off of Benadryl if you take it in large doses. So I was
bro. My guys are telling me about that. That shit crazy.
Damn, bro.
I heard that shit was like, could fuck you up. But I was like, nah, I could handle it because I was fucking stupid. So I take like.
How many did you take?
25 for my first time. 25 pills. So, okay, I go outside and I'm just like waiting. Like, I'm sitting down, like, you know, I'm waiting for the. I've listened to music. I've listened to most like fucking chills music, ASAP, Rocky and shit, bro. Like it was low-key a vibe with my sister too. So I start to look around. I see a spider fucking, you know, making a web, a small spider, and then like I look at my sister and she got these straight up fucking eyes that are like wide as fuck and she has this like huge ass smile. And then she's like, why are you so paranoid? I know it was a hallucination. So, like, why are you so careful? And then I was like, I don't know, I feel sick. And then she's like, what? And like, I start to say, I gotta go to sleep, I'm sick. And then she tries to say something. And then she just starts yelling at someone. And then I just go to my room. And then my mom comes in with McDonald's, like, 10 minutes later on, and then like she has this wide ass smile, and then like I thought like she was coming at me or something, like she was about to, like, I don't know. And then I just like was like, and then she's like, what's wrong? And this like old ass, like dog ass voice, and I was like, I don't know. I was like, okay, and then I eating the McDonald's, I put it down my bed. I feel sick as fuck, kind of. Like, I just feel paranoid as fuck, delirious, and everything. So I decided why don't I just go to sleep? I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning. I don't want to touch the McDonald's. I don't have no appetite. I go on the bus. I see a spider on the wall. I fall on the bus. And then I slept in class all day. I come home, and the McDonald's wasn't there. Everything else was in my room but the McDonald's.
Wow.
Craziest shit.
My first time trying to take donut girl like that, I only took 7 of them. And all that happened was, like, there's just, like, I started getting, like, this, feeling this hair on me. And there's like, this one, like, phantom ghost hair that I can never take off. That happened to me. That's all that happened. And then I was, like, feeling bad. The hangover was trash, so, like, I never did that shit again. Plus, like, the scary stories that people tell about that shit.
About. I did it, like, a couple times after, too. And I did it, like, just because I was, like, had nothing else to do, even though, like, it's fucking weird because it gets in my mind.
I bet your hangover was fucking awful. How'd you feel the next day?
Oh, I felt fucking, like, just, like, my head was like felt bugs and shit, bro, and it kind of hurt, but I felt numb at the same time. Oh, bro, and I went to take class while the teachers were there and shit, like, and they didn't even notice. I popped like 30 pills, bro. In the classroom, 30 pills.
You'd be alright, though. My friend used to be popping like 70. So the ER type shit.
Oh,
yeah, I feel you, dude. I feel you.
So, that shit, and then I just slept, and now I felt like shit was coming at me. Like, I kept on waking up, but felt like shit was coming at me. You know, like something was coming at me. I was, like, looking around. Because every time I'm off Benadryl, I seem to, like, look around, like, the room constantly a little bit. You know, and I did this a couple, I was kind of like, once, like, on a Benadryl thing, was like, I kind of microdosed it, got to the point where, like, you know, it's fucking just, you know, those, like, but, like, you know, like, fucking, like, 7 pills, 8 pills, and I'm like, shit, I didn't feel that bad. But then when, there was another time, the Benadryl, then I had to go to the hospital because my mom found out, and I was fucking tripping, you know. And I did it with this crackhead kid. I was out, bro.
One thing, I
got
this bathroom.
Hey, Owen, down, bro. God, you caught your ass lacking and shit. Damn. And a nightmare? Oh, yeah, that's the worst thing. Bro, I don't know, like, bro, why does a sleeping paralysis always make you look like a bitch? Like, you know those creepy things? Like, those shadowy people always come to your face or something? And they'd be like this. Yo, I see you. Bro, give me that face. Ah, you old bitch ass. You ain't coming here. Not even 10 feet. I'll get up and beat your ass, bro. Bro was wearing the middle school hat. Bro was wearing the middle school hat. And I always called him a furry. Bro, I remember that. Bro, I remember that. I gotta feel bad, though. I gotta feel bad.
Oh my god. Back in middle school with Josh did that shit where he.
Oh yeah, and I was just making dark humor jokes out of fun of it. Like, no context or no answer. Like, dude, racist jokes, no context. Okay.
Josh was a fucking. Still is.
Your
Yeah, he just gone to the bathroom real quick.
Also, I got the, you know, my famous, okay, I pull up. I've been in an anemone. You know what a friend is. Anemone. The sipping of my bread in an anemone. Oh my god, it's a Call of Duty guy from GTA. This is called GTA in real life. POV.
Wow. That's crazy.
Bro, you look like the Gotham City, bro. Every single villain that looks like that try to get Bruce Wayne or Batman. They'll be like this. Ah, yes, we're going to make an evil plan on your ass, Batman. Where we're going to destroy the city once again. Bro, Owen, I cannot see your face. I can only see your shadowy parts, bro. Bro, what's up? Yo, what's up?
Hello, well, what y'all got on?
I got the color.
But talking about Benadryl, too, have you ever tried cough syrup and not like just like basic Aspirin, but actually regular ass cough syrup?
I don't know. Then what? This is your illness.
Have you ever had what?
Have you ever, like, robo-tripped, like, tried base gas cough syrup and not, like, lean, but just base gas cough syrup? Well, that shit feels like liquid heroin for me. When I got on that shit, like...
What does the heroin feel like?
Are you guys talking about drugs?
What? It would feel like I admit that my father do heroin at like 13 or 12 or some shit, but was in such a low dose I didn't really know much of it. But
hey,
bro, I had that fucking waste that cart once, bro, where I was tripping balls, like I was like fucking. Okay, seeing shit like it. Okay. I looked at my dad and I thought he looked like a fucking hamster. And then I looked at the ceiling and the fucking ceiling was pixelated and shit. And then like I was fucking seeing like bowls and shit and like colors like popping and shit. And then like all kinds of different shit like that.
Hey yo, do you for real? Bro, yo, Owen, how many fights do we actually had in school, in middle school, bro? Like, when people are, like, too jumping and shit. Oh, tell them the time where, dude, you did not see this, but Demetrius lost. From that eighth grade shit. Bro, the man lost the fight in eighth grade, bro.
Got a lot of fights at your school.
Dead ass, seriously, bro. It would just be mostly people would talk shit, or is it the autistic kid that still wants to fight? I'll just say one, Marquise. I was saying, bro. Bro, that man would try to fight, like, literally like hell, man. Bro, he is a bitch. Trust me. He's like Cinco that does not want to fight Brookingham. Like, what the fuck, dude? Just fight, bro. Sign the contract. If you want to fight, let's square up. I mean, dead ass. I know Owen over there is going to, like, clothesline the shit out of him once he sees his bitch ass. He'll be like, man, bring your fucking bitch ass.
Bro, I remember I had my mom. I was at like fucking binge where I started drinking so much. Like, it barely affected me at all. And, like, I was, like, fucking just, like, felt like kind of a zombie in a way. And I was just like fucking doing that. And I was taking medicine too at the same time with it. And I was having fucking mood swings.
I'm gonna do it for real though. But I went to a Dollar Tree store or what are those gas stations. 5 minutes later, you just come in inside your house and you look like this. Like someone was just smoking so much crack. And that their lungs are going to be like, yum, 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 yum.
Inside of the door?
Bro, I remember as a middle schooler, I'd be with my friends. Look, I know damn well my friends don't talk to me because they're, like, older than my ass, so they must be in high school or some shit or college already. But, man, I remember I looked like a motherfucker, like, on that South Park, right? South Park? Have you guys watched South Park? Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of it, though, so I don't get a lot of references. Yeah.
Bro, Kenny was the OG, okay? He's a W character. You got Carmen's racist ass, homophobic ass, and the person that doesn't like anyone's color. You got Kyle, who just wants to mind his own damn business. Saint, his simp ass, okay? And then the others. Bruh. I would say that Kenny and, what is his name? Kyle or someone, the one that always panics attacks. And yeah, you just look like a crackheaded kid. That's what I look like. A kid that looked like on crack.
I already told Marcus.
Yo, if you put a guy's wiener in your mouth, that makes you gay, stupid. But I'm not gay, guys. I'm not. Now you are. How can I get this gay wiener off me? Bro, you have to tell him to suck your own wiener. Tell his ass to go down there and suck it for. Bro, on
that's South Pure Greenness. Oh.
Yeah, the episode from South Park, bro. Bro, I would say that South Park was the W episode. Oh, God. I would say that. There's like other good shows. You got American Dad, Family Guy, Rick and Morty. And, oh, Futurama. Shit, Futurama. I mean, hey, that's a good episode, too. Watch. A good show? Shit.
I try to and that shit never worked for me until I mixed that shit with that shit. So I decided I'm going to do that shit. And I felt like my body was fucking numb. And I felt like I'm fucking like, you know, fucking levitating.
Damn, I wish I could hear you a little bit better. I hardly hear you.
You said you can hear me better or worse.
No, it's the same. I'm just saying it's just hard to hear you in general.
I just set my phone down so I would like be a little bit louder a little bit too. And I'm so I took that fucking phone with that Benadryl, but and then shit was weird, bro. Shit was very awesome. Then it felt like
chicken, double, triple, Burger King,
hey,
Burger King.
Like I felt like I was 50% paralyzed. Honestly, my whole body was 50% paralyzed.
Just 50%?
Yeah. Maybe we'll put it at 70. Maybe 80. I can still walk a little bit though. So.
That's the actual commercial.
Yes, this is a song from Burger King.
Gonna catch it.
Bro, why is that shit go so hard? They didn't have to make that fire ass music. The fuck? They could at least use that. What's that short thing? Bum 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 bum. I'm loving it. As song, bro.
Tell me why my mom made a fucking mess of jelly and shit this one day, like back a month ago. And then she made the clean up, saying it was our mess, this fucking peanut butter and jelly mess she made while she was like fucking drunk or high or something. And then she said it was our mess and made us clean up. I was so pissed off. And my brother was like, I'm not gonna do this shit. I was like, me neither. And then I just like, he went to the room. I took one of the bottles of wine. I went to my room. And that shit was like, she later on fucking pissed off. But yeah. I got a fucked up half.
Damn, bro.
I killed the vibe, and I'm sorry, I killed the vibe.
Not necessary. Not really.
No, I'm just gonna send it.
Everyone just got like, after I said that, and everyone's like, fucking like disturbed now and like awkward as fuck.
I'm high as fuck.
Are you fucking booted on that fucking cloud, or are you fucking on something else?
I'm on fucking nails, maybe.
Scoo, scooby, scooby, dop, dop, see, see, see. Scoo, scooby, dee, dee, scooby, dee, dop, 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 dop. Yeah, I'm just enjoying the vibe. Ah, shit, it's 1:39 p.m. over here.
It's 1:39 a.m. here.
1:39 a.m. The fuck?
Nah, I'm not going to sleep.
Jeez.
Where I'm at, it's like 12:39 a.m.
Oh yeah, it is. It's 12:39. So how was your day over there?
Oh wait, no, it's 12:39 a.m. too. I'm too young.
Well, imagine if it's 1:39 a.m. Nah, I must
got the fucking fucking time zone.
Bro, it's 12:40 a.m. over there. The fuck? That's like the beginning.
No, p.m. p.m. Night. Dawn. Good night.
Bro, tell me why do I get a tweet that says 12 a.m. in the fucking morning, and I'll be like, since when the fuck it was like March 26th, bro?
It's not even March 26th yet.
Bro, I'll be dead ass up until
actually, it is.
Bro, I don't know what I did to my house. Probably I was like, you know what, high or something, and I'll be like looking at my fucking time and it said, ain't no way no. Is Caron, is that March 26th, bro? I'm high as shit. I don't know.
Get so fucking fried. You just like fucking like have these deep ass thoughts, bro. Like, I know you guys are gonna say yes, but like,
hey, Tennessee,
where you just like,
hey, Tennessee,
you fucking question like shit, and then you like fucking think you're a genius and shit. Like, you think you're gonna be like Einstein one day or something, or like. Or you just are like that type of motherfucker who's got that ego death and you think you're like God or some shit, or you're just like, eh.
Hey, Tennessee, my boy. Do you got those friends, the ones that go like this? Hey, Latinos, amigos, bro, Corona.
Yeah.
El Buto.
Puta. I don't have no type of toxic ego, though.
Bro, I got like, what, three or two Mexicans on me? I got four black friends. That makes you five. So, hey, I'm the only one Asian over here. In this motherfucker.
I had to mention.
I have to explain it.
Do you get people always asking you, are you Mexican? Then do people think you're Spanish?
Are you talking to Marcus?
Yeah, Marcus, my dude.
Marcus, the fuck, wake up.
It's good.
Bro, when George Washington caught the red last coat lacking.
Enter fictional 4K, motherfucker.
Oh, that's for true. It's gonna be quite a different place with him gone, that's for true. It's gonna be quite a different place with him gone.
That meme was made.
Oh, there you go, man. What's the most obvious, there's like this new trend. There's like every single new trend for every fucking second on TikTok. Now they're trying to make this transfer nation. Like, you know those movies, right? Where they just transfer something into the main character. Or like the anime show where they're going to show you the water. And you just see the main character up on the show.
Before you know it, the water is the main character. And then the...
Oh, God. Bro, it's a final brain cell.
My credit card. Hello, Bob. Stop hard question. I know brains in the room. Now you have that stuck in my head. That's stuck in my head now. It's my back hurt, bro. That's
important.
Bro, all I see is nothing but a dark, shadowy figure. The hell is that?
Here we go again.
That's racist, Marcus.
Bro, I don't see nothing.
No, I was referencing the sleep paralysis.
Bro, I forgot something. I had to call myself out for this. Everyone has their own race. Everyone has their own race. There's black people, you got whites. That's called Caucasian. Asians are the yellow chickens. Okay, I'm Asian. I have some yellow chicken inside of me.
I say that because, like, Marcus in the past used to make something like...
Oh, bro, tell him what happened in middle school, where I call myself a monkey every half the damn time. And I go like this.
I was pissed at you, bro. I was pissed at you, literally, because you were fucking so ignorant, bro. But thank God you fucking changed, like, and are, like a piece of shit like you used to. Like, he wasn't racist, but like at, like towards like other people where he would be like, you know, say that shit, but he was like racist in a way where he was making jokes.
I'm not that racist, Owen. I'm not that racist when it comes to others. I'm racist to myself. That's a difference.
I should need to disconnect.
Oh shit, your Wi-Fi. What the hell happened to your Wi-Fi?
I don't even know if the Wi-Fi is on the computer. It says video recording here, and then
that crazy black and red girl from middle school watching this right now.
Bruh, you know what? I would say this. 2020 was kind of the worst year. I mean, shit, Opie and everyone else. 3 years now. As time passes, who really?
It was kind of bad. I graduated in 2020 and we didn't have a prom.
Damn, bro. Shit, I'm only 15.
He disconnected again. Well, it was probably because.
Owen. My birthday just passed. Like about 2 days ago.
So you're.
Yeah, March 23rd. I'm already 15, man.
I'm 16.
Yeah. You'll be 17. You'll be 17. I'll be 16.
You're 16. Young dude. I'm 21.
4K. I know you're older than two of us, but I got a good question. Is this what adulthood would be like, POV, for your perspective?
Really, yeah.
Damn.
I mean, go to work.
Damn. Bro, this is how life is. They said bullshit on you. They really did.
That's literally all it is. Go to work, go to family, you gotta do whatever you want.
Damn, you're just trying to make some bread, and then you got that one Karen that always bitch about life, and bitch about you.
We grew up in the Matrix.
Bro, I remember one thing what happened to that Karen from the gas station, and dog, this was like about 10 months ago. Or some shit. And bro, when I was still in America, right? I saw this Karen in the gas station. This motherfucker was already a cowboy or something because, well, his accent and shit. You know, those holiday partners and all that. Bro, this Karen was bitching about this cowboy and shit. This man picked up a 12-gauge shotgun underneath his fucking seat. Lock and loaded. I come for one thing. Is that the shotgun from Doom Guy? Holy shit, he's a Doom Slayer.
He put out a shotgun for Karen.
Yeah, he was about to pop that bitch. I mean, you're already way too American. The fuck? Hey, you remember what happened during May? When everyone's having a good time and shit? And this school shooting happened? Like, literally, this school shooting happened? I feel bad.
That's a fictional book, like going to the shows.
What are you saying?
I feel like going to shows and shit, like making your own show or whatever, like fucking as in like, you know, music and shit.
Think that ever?
Nah, I mean, like, how is it like going to, like, you know, how you get a fucking venue for like a fucking stage or whatever, you know, and have a show or whatever.
I guess performing what important I'm at here. I knew somebody who was like hosting a show at a venue, so I hit him up and paid him like $150 for a slot. And at the set, on the set, the smaller artists perform first, and the bigger artists go last. So,
I was saying, I mean, dog,
get over there, like.
Is that an apartment? I mean, no offense, it looks like an apartment.
It's a dorm room.
Dorm?
Yep. I don't live in the apartment. Right now, I live in the LGBTQ community center.
I know that one motherfucker is going to say LGBTQ headquarters or some shit.
That's a rehousing center.
Villain. This is angel villain art. Let them be. Let them be, please. Oh, can I watch?
What do you think? I can't hear you.
Can I watch BBSM?
I need to get a free.
I can't hear you.
I said I need to participate and get a free dorm room over there.
Oh. Yeah, I live here for free. I don't have to pay rent. But I'm living over here because I pretty much ran away. Pretty much, I guess. Oh. I don't care. Like, I'm just not in that good terms with my family.
Bro, but could they at least put gay? Like, if your sexuality is only men, could they at least put some rainbows on it?
Dude, what?
Bro, look at the flag. The gay sexual flag, bro. It looks like someone just, like, arted like a fucking craft, bro. They didn't even put rainbows. All they did was put some white and black, meaning straight, all over here. What the fuck is that? Green, purple. The fuck is this? So, yeah. You could at least just put
rainbows. The straight flag. Oh.
Yeah.
The straight flag is pretty gray. It doesn't even have purple on it.
No, I think that's the, wait. What's that?
The flag that has purple on it is the bisexual flag.
No, I don't think so.
And shit. And my foster mom was like, oh, well, you think you're a girl or some shit, but you're not, and this and that, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. I definitely don't think I'm a girl. I've gotten very lucky to people saying that. Like, thank you that if you're gay, that means you want to be a girl.
Sweet home Alabama. Fly the sky, fly the moon. Oh, yeah.
I don't understand why my fucking foster mom doesn't know. That's just sad. Like, you know, I just want to ask why old
I got an idea for this podcast because we need pocket points.
Yep. God damn it.
We should just review music. Do you know artists are out there wanting people to listen to their stuff?
Oh, yeah. I'll name some. Freddie Dre, Doja Cat, Cardi B, Blueface Baby, Pop Smoke. Who is it? Snoop Dogg. There's so many famous artists. Lil Nas, Juice WRLD. Yeah, I have Lil Nas over there. He's an artist, like fucking dead ass. The gay motherfucker out of anyone else I could have picked was Lil Nas. Out of anyone else. Lil Uzi, Juice WRLD. Is there any artists in the back of those? What's that song that goes like this? Mi señorita. Alright.
I think you're singing it wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember the artist. I think it was one of my mom's favorite artists. I don't know. It came out of the fucking... Bro, I remember as a little kid, I don't even know the artist still yet, bro. The one that goes like this. I'd call me when you call me, señorita.
I'm not an artist today.
Oh, same, bro. Same.
I don't know. Why does Playboy Cardi immortal keep on playing? Oh shit, my phone's shut down.
My phone is dying to me. Damn,
Broskis.
That's my charger, though.
Yeah. Alright, peace everyone. Have a great day. Also, well, I don't know what to fucking do. But have a great day, everyone. Peace.